Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Meredith is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 3. Unit 3, your suspect has just returned to Capitol Bowl. KMA 907.
Unit 3 just got a call that the suspects that they were looking for has just entered the Capitol Bowling Alley, 14th and L. Don't know what it's about, but let's check with the officers when we get over there. Unit, sir, I see the officer out in front of the bowling alley. They're going through the suspect's pockets. Let's get out and check it.
I ain't got no check. Where's your buddy?
Huh?
Where's your buddy?
What buddy?
So you left the hotel with.
I didn't leave nobody at the hotel. I'm staying by myself.
Well, you left the hotel with another fellow. Where is he?
What hotel?
The Drake Hotel.
Your hotel. I got this towel. It says Drake Hotel all over it.
When were you arrested last?
Oh, about 6 months ago.
What for?
Burglary.
For drunk.
When were you arrested for burglary last?
Never been arrested for burglary.
Petty theft.
No petty theft.
What were you arrested for last?
Drunk.
When?
6 months ago, San Francisco.
When were you arrested here last?
Only been here about 10 days.
You haven't been arrested in the 10 days, huh?
No. Where's the fellow that came out of the hotel with you? Now, the manager down there said you left the hotel with a fellow. Now, where is he? And who is he?
Well, he's just a friend of mine.
Well, okay,
his first name is Jim.
Let's not give me the runaround. You're in a pretty bad way right now. We've got the coat and we've got the shirt that's reported theft. The doctor's name is in the coat. The coat is in your room. You've got the key to the room. You're in a pretty bad way, partner.
Yeah.
Okay,
What's he got to do with it?
What's who got to do with it?
That fellow that you wanted.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. What has he got to do with it?
He stops at the Golden West, that's all.
He was
that's
in your room with you.
Hmm?
He was in your room when you went up and put the coat and shirt in the room.
Well, that don't make nothing.
It doesn't make nothing.
No.
Huh? It makes him
listen
know about...
here. Listen here, fella.
You listen to me. You're not going to point your finger at me and tell me to listen. Now, you do the listening.
I got just as much rights as you have. I put in 14 months in service.
I don't care if you put in 14 years in the service. You're a burglar. And you listen to me.
It's not been proven, has it?
Well,
you got any evidence?
We got the coat you stole.
What coat?
What coat? You got the key to the room that's in your pocket.
Yeah, the Drake Hotel.
Yeah.
All right.
You're registered in the room that the coat's in.
Yeah. Galanis.
That's no evidence, huh?
Galanis. No, that's no evidence.
No evidence?
Just suspicion, that's all.
Suspicion?
Yeah.
The hotel manager will testify that you come into the hotel with that jacket.
Well, that's all right. Let him testify.
I will ask you, where did you get the coat?
What coat?
The coat the officer's talking about.
Well, you show me the coat and then I'll tell you.
Where's the coat, Bob?
It's up in his room.
Well, let's go up and check it.
Yeah. He's got the key to the room.
It's fine. Okay.
Well, it's yours. You keep it.
Okay.
This is your room.
That's my room, yeah.
Okay. It's your property?
Yeah.
Well, it belongs to you.
It belongs to me, yeah.
Both of these things?
Yeah.
Where did you get them?
Bought them. Why?
Where?
Huh?
Where did you buy them?
San Francisco.
What's the label on the coat? Where did you buy the coat?
Huh?
What's the label on the coat? Where did you buy it?
What coat is it?
A sport coat.
Yeah.
Well, where'd you buy it?
In San Francisco.
Don't you know the store?
Ruse Brothers.
What's this for?
In the pocket. This is the victim.
This is in that pocket?
Yeah.
Is a report on this coat being missing?
Yeah, the doctor made it.
Huh?
Four reports. This is one of them.
In other words, it was taken out of the...
Here's the other victim's checkbook.
That's the checkbook that the victim on another case had lost.
Personalized check.
Oh, yes, it's a personal check. In fact, it has his name stamped on the individual check blanks itself. Now, these two receipts here is for a doctor, I see, and also that came out of the coat that was reported stolen.
Book. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's
the other victim's glasses.
And that's the other victim's glasses.
That's the third victim. Now, the fourth victim, lost his shirt.
Here's the victim's name.
That's the victim's name. Well, what do you have to say about this, all these four different articles?
Well, I might as well say, yeah.
Well, I think you better, yeah.
Say, yeah, what?
Okay.
Where did you get them all?
Gatlinburg.
And a reason for doing it?
Well, you wouldn't give me a job and give me a bad time tonight and...
So you took it out on other people. Is that it?
Well, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did it.
Did you meet this other fellow before or after you went to the bowling alley?
Before I went to the bowling alley.
Then he was in with you, right?
He went down there.
He takes care of the stuff back with you?
No, he's not in on that. No, he's not in on that. He's just from Washington is all.
Did you go down to the bowling alley together?
Yeah, we went down together.
He knows that you took this stuff, doesn't he?
He wanted to get a job down there. Yeah, I guess he does.
Well, I think we better go through the whole place here.
Go ahead.
I think this gentleman will cooperate with us now. You let us know.
It's no use denying it now because, what's the use there? It's all... You've got all that there, like that checkbook and then the glasses there.
In other words, we've got all the evidence.
That's right, sure.
Now, could you help us a little further in all case right. You might have hidden anything under the bed or in the pillows? Did you?
No, I didn't.
This is the total amount. Is that it that you had taken?
That's exactly.
How much of this property is yours?
In the drawer here.
Well, them matchbooks there, they belong to me. That white handkerchief belongs to me.
Here's a receipt of
something. And then there's another...
This belong to you?
There's another... No, it don't belong to me, no.
Well, it doesn't seem to be too many articles of extreme value. What's that?
Yeah, that belongs to the bowling alley there, too.
Uh-huh. Where did you get that?
Out of the coat.
Out of the coat, too. Yeah. That came out of the coat also.
Oh, this is the information. The doctor was quite concerned. He had an accident. Mm-hmm. And he has the name and address of the party that hit him. Written in this here, and he
didn't want to lose
it. Concerned. He didn't know the party's name and address.
Well, he'll be very pleased if we found it for him. Mm-hmm. Now, how about the rest of this stuff in the drawer?
There's nothing more or less than the junk there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's tobacco there and Snipes.
Okay.
And
you pick up Snipes? These are all butts in this bag, isn't there?
Well, I get short of tobacco, and then I break them open and re-roll them, see?
Oh, I see. You pick up cigarette butts on the street, too?
No, not on the street. On a ashtray, though.
Oh.
A good-sized butt, something like that. The reason I told you now, that this fellow over here, he kind of got a little tough with me on the street, but then he was real nice, and I see you're a sergeant. I was a corporal in the Army, so...
Oh, you were. Well, we wanted to be sure and get everything, so in case the victims might have something of value, we want to return it to them.
Oh, sure. I don't blame you.
Okay.
I'd do the same thing.
Is there anything else around now that possibly didn't happen tonight?
I think you better leave that towel you have around your neck. It belongs to this hotel.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Reynolds and Kenny, seems like that's about it. What are you going to do now?
We'll probably book him petty theft, and if there's any other circumstances, why, we'll go ahead on a burglary or another charge.
The petty thief was sentenced to 6 months in the county jail, with 4 months suspended on condition of good behavior for a period of 2 years.
Unit 3. Unit 3, a 460 progress at 16th and P. Paul. Service station. Code 2. Check 3, come in on 7.
Unit 3 just got a burglary in progress call at 16th and P. Paul. We're en route ourselves about a half a mile away.
They're going through a car here. There are a few fellas.
Get out.
What are you doing to your stocking feet here, bud?
He works here, and I work in another station up the mine there.
Now, what are you doing in stocking feet?
Well, we're just sleeping here.
Sleeping here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You boys been drinking tonight?
Yeah, a little bit.
You have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like, Johnson?
Oh, just a couple guys sleeping in the car, I think.
Where do you work?
I work right here, sir.
You work here?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you have any
dinner? Well, check the inside of the car here.
Boys, you're going into a real
ball. Blankets all over the place, Smitty?
Blankets, whiskey, everything else.
It looks like they're sort of spending the night here in the car, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I don't like it. Don't know what all they've got in this thing. Trying to act like they were asleep.
Uh-huh. Why don't you fellas have a room to go to?
Because we just came in town.
Just came in town?
Mm-hmm.
You work in town, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you must have
Until
a place
payday.
To live.
Until payday.
How long have you been working in town?
1 week.
Where'd you come from?
We came from Santa Rosa.
You have a family here in town?
No.
You're by yourself?
Yes.
You've been sleeping in the car for a week here?
Yes.
Well, why is it you haven't gotten yourself a room?
Because we just came from Santa Rosa. We just came off the Foley and Burke shows.
Yeah.
And we got a job here in town. And this man that owns this gas station gave us a job.
Sure.
Gave him a job.
You got plenty of whiskey?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I got a job up in the corner of...
Well, how long have you been in town? You've been in town a week.
1 week, yes. Mm-hmm.
And where have you been staying all the week?
In the car.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Both
mm-hmm.
of you fellas?
Mm-hmm. We drove in here. We came in on Thursday from Santa Rosa.
Now, how old a fellow are you?
I'm 35.
35. Mm-hmm. Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Have you been in trouble?
No.
Well, why did you leave Santa Rosa?
Because we put the show, center of the Foley and Burke show, in the barn.
In other words, you've been traveling with them?
Yes.
Who have you been working for?
I've been working for Foley and Burke, sir, the same gentleman as he has on the other side of the car.
Who?
Foley and Burke.
Where's that at?
Out of Santa Rosa.
Doing what?
I worked the flyer plane with Foley and Burke.
Now what are you doing?
I'm working right here.
Where?
Right here in this station. I have the keys for the whole joint right here.
You see them?
All right. There they are right there, sir.
Who owns the station?
His name is Joe.
Joe what?
He's the new manager of the joint. But
well, you're working for him. What's his name?
I only worked for him since 2 weeks.
Well, in 2 weeks, I think you should know a man's name in 2 weeks, don't you?
Johnson, what are you and Smith going to do with this case here, these two boys?
Well, they checked out all right, so we'll just let them go ahead and finish their sleep.
I think we'll kind of watch them throughout the night and see.
Okay.
The man doesn't know his employer's name, so we'll probably kind of keep an eye on him for the rest of the night and see what develops.
The carnival worker was actually an employee of the service station where he was sleeping. Nevertheless, the patrol car kept the place under surveillance for the rest of the night.
Unit 9. A shooting at 4777 1/2 Mead Avenue. There's an officer involved. Code 3. Unit 5. Cover in on that shooting, 5.
Neat avenue. That's in the south part of town. They didn't give us much on it, but there's an officer involved. Let's get out there.
We're out at the location now. There are about 5 units. We're going to the back of the house. Captain Sears, Sergeant Denner Hassel, Detectives Otto Dahl and Warren.
Another detective unit is here. I see a pair of legs protruding from the back door. Two persons lying flat. Here's one subject. He's on his back, a gun alongside of his right shoulder. Another one in the doorway, both white male. Nugent, what's this all about?
Well, we have a warrant here. We were going to serve on this Frank Latimer.
On this fellow here?
Yes. He was wanted in Seattle, Washington, Kings County in second degree assault. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman here is Ed Streeter, who works for Mr. Lehman from Seattle.
An officer?
No, he's a bail bond server.
I see.
He returns fugitives.
Mm-hmm. How did it all start? Do you
well,
know?
I went to the front door with a warrant and knocked on the door and told him it was a police officer. And I heard a rustling at the windows, and all of a sudden I heard the door open at the back. And first thing I heard was shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And I came around the side. Mr. Streeter was here.
Is he on the ground?
He's on the ground. And Mr. Latimer was by the door with a .45 at his feet. Henry Warren had shot when after Latimer shot Streeter. Henry Warren mm-hmm. shot him.
Did any of you guys get hit?
Yes, there's one.
Yeah.
One of them's dead out
here. One of them's dead out here, one of our boys.
And I came here and told him to give himself up. I said, you're foolish not to do a thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking to him about.
What's this man's condition?
He's apparently dead.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Who is this lady here with this
That's Mrs.
Person?
Latimer.
That's the wife?
The wife of the man on the ground
yeah.
by the doorway.
The man that's been wanted.
Yes, that's right.
How many shots were fired, do you know?
Well, I know Officer Warren emptied his gun after Latimer had shot Streeter.
Yeah.
And Henry Warren was behind the clothing here on the clothesline and shot right to the clothing.
Oh, I see. Well, the suspect had a .45, you say?
.45, I have it here in my possession now.
Over here by the body of the officer, is that his gun?
Yes.
That's his gun.
That's it. You are a member of the bonding company that was out here.
I own the bonding company.
That made an effort to help the officer in getting
yes.
this man.
That's right.
Where did this fellow come from, the suspect?
Seattle.
See, Alan, what's he wanted up there for? Was it again?
Shooting at a person.
Shooting at a person,
yeah.
A felony.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how long has he been here in town?
That I don't know.
Maybe this gentleman
he's
here.
About,
could...
I've been about, I would say 7 or 8 weeks.
Uh-huh. And did you know of his background, his criminal
nothing.
Record?
He nothing. Was... But he came here, and he was here in Sacramento about 2 weeks before I knew he was here.
Mm-hmm.
He came to my house one evening and told me he was here and had a place to live. And I tried to tell these gentlemen where it was this evening, didn't I?
And you were here at the time of the shooting, too?
Yes, I was here. I came out here then. I followed them, I guess, right out there.
That's it. You asked him to give himself up.
Yes, I did. I went in his bedroom. He was in bed, and I went into his bedroom, and I said, Alan, they've got a warrant for your arrest. Go give yourself up. You can get out of this thing. It isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was laying in bed, and then we heard a knock on the door, and he went to the door. Who shot first, I don't know, or anything about that. All I heard was shooting.
Here's Detective Warren Henry. Can you give us this your side of this story now?
Well, Mr. Streeter and I, we went to the back of the house, and Officer Nugent went to the front, and he knocked at the door, and was asked who was there, and he said, police officers, open up. We didn't hear anything more until the back door opened and the man came out with a 45 in his hand. Mr. Streeter said, halt, police officers.
Second
and he, that's right, and he turned around and shot Officer Streeter.
And where were you standing about that?
I was standing about 4 feet away behind a sheet.
Over there?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned the gun on towards me to shoot at me when he heard me, so I shot the next shots.
Mm-hmm. And he fell just where you shot him?
That's right.
Did you see him? Where did he have the gun in the house?
I don't know.
Did you see him take it out of the bedroom?
No, I didn't.
Did you know he was going to shoot?
No, I wouldn't. I'd have knocked him out if I did.
You were in the bedroom with the wife and the two children?
Yeah.
This thing happened on the back porch?
Yeah.
Did you tell them the officers were here?
No, I didn't. They weren't here yet.
They weren't here yet?
No.
You told them they were coming?
Yes, I told him. I said, they've got a warrant for your arrest.
Henry. Well, you're lucky you didn't get shot tonight. I feel so. Because when that gun turned around at me, I know it looked awfully big. As far as I know, he must have been pretty tough.
Gunfire and the deaths of two men wrote the disposition of tonight's case of the shooting on Meade Avenue. This was a routine matter, serving an out-of-state warrant on a bail jumper. But in a split second, it became a gun battle in which a Sacramento police officer could very easily have become the third casualty. The fugitive apparently was a desperate and dangerous man. He had served 9 months in prison for possession of a machine gun. He was charged with threatening a man with a gun and firing a shot at him. And it was only the alertness of the local officer that saved his life. At no time can a police officer afford to relax.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Be with us when once again you will hear...
KMA-907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA-907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.